You're listening to the Thought Leaders Business Lab, episode 21. And today we're talking about the little story that so many of us tell ourselves. Who am I to be doing this? So stay tuned. Hi, I'm Samantha Riley, and I work with thought leaders and experts to help them double their income, their freedom, and their impact to create a business and a life they love. From my business background of 25 years, I've learned there are three key areas to growing a successful business: your mindset, your talents, and the people you surround yourself with. Here in the Business Lab, we'll interview successful entrepreneurs and deep dive to discover the exact strategies that they have used to build their business so that you can experiment and implement these strategies in your business too. Welcome to the Thought Leaders Business Lab. Welcome to another episode of the Thought Leaders Business Lab. I'm your host, Samantha Riley, and today I'm doing, or I'm recording here for you guys, a solo episode. So I was on my walk this morning and I was just letting my mind wander as I do every single morning. And I asked myself the question, what is it that I should be talking about today? And I knew straight away, I didn't even need to think about it for very long. It's coming up in my world so much, just so much. And that is people that are constantly saying this: who am I to be doing this? There might be other ways they're saying it. Who am I to be talking about this? Who am I to be saying this? I'm not good enough. I don't go on stage because I'm not skinny enough. I don't go on stage because I'm too skinny. I don't go on stage because I'm not pretty enough. You know what I'm talking about, right? The stories that we tell ourselves that hold us back. And today I want to talk about that and really go into this whole topic of reality. Because what is reality? When I start to think this, I end up going down a rabbit hole, because what is reality? What is actually real? Because what is real to me isn't necessarily real to you. I could be looking at a pot that's painted blue and having an argument with you standing on the other side saying it's blue, but you could be looking at a pot the other side of it's painted white. You're adamant, you know that it's white. So what is reality? Is the pot blue or is it white? Just start thinking about that. And I want to talk about change, because nothing's going to change until you change your perspective or even accept that there's other perspectives out there. Now, it's easy to complain about things, and I'm sure that we all know about that. It's easier to complain that we don't have the clients that we need, or we're not getting the opportunities that we're getting. But these are all external things. It's like going and listening to a motivational speaker and expecting it to change your business. It won't. It's motivation is an external thing. Things won't change until you change the internal. So you need to start looking within. That's where the answers are, and not necessarily on the outside. So that's what we're going to talk about today. So where can we start? I believe that one of the very first places we need to start looking is who are you surrounding, or who are we surrounding ourselves with? There's a very well-known quote by Jim Rohn that says you're the average of the five people that you surround yourself with. And I got that. I'm sure you get that. I know that I was chatting to a really good friend just recently, and we were both talking about the people that have been in our world, the ones that are always got a crisis, the ones that always want you to drop everything because something's going wrong in their world, the people that always have everything going wrong, and the people that actually don't, you know, necessarily or aren't necessarily there for you when you need them. There's nothing wrong with these people, and we can still love them, but if we allow them to get really, really close to our world, it can really have some deep implications. So think about who you're surrounding yourself with. Now, when someone explained this to me in a different way, it got me to really prick my ears up. They say, okay, well, you are the average of the five people you surround yourself with. And knowing the amount of money that those people earn in your inner circle, you will be the average of that amount. That really got me thinking. That's when I started to really take this to a deeper level, because it's the people that are that are earning the money or living the life that we want to live, whatever that is, the way that they think is similar. The way they act is similar. The stories they tell themselves are similar. The beliefs they have, the values they have are similar. They normally live a certain way. You know, they might get together and talk about certain TV shows or what's happening on the news. And if you don't pay attention, you're going to be the average of that. So really think about who you're surrounding yourself with. And I don't mean I want to be an influencer, so just go and annoy people that are doing what you want to be doing that are way above. Just pay attention to the people that you're surrounding yourself with day in, day out, the way they think, the conversations that you're having. So the second thing you need to think about is, what are you surrounding yourself with? Now, I actually had a really weird thing happen on the weekend where I recently got married in the last month, and I was having I changed my status on my Facebook to say that I'm now married. And what I noticed straight away was my newsfeed changed, and it changed to ads about pregnancy and about having babies. This was actually really, really quite strange for me. My children are now adults. I'm certainly not going to be going out and starting a family again. But I realized that we can get caught up in thinking that our newsfeed is our reality. So what is showing up in your social media? If you're flicking through all the time, what is unconsciously or subconsciously going into your brain, into your feelings, into your energy that is making you think certain things? I knew that this was an altered reality. So what I did was just hit a couple of travel websites because I knew that I would be retargeted travel, and my newsfeed completely changed. No more babies, lots of travel in my newsfeed, and I'm all happy again. So, you know, you can change your reality so that it changes your perception of what's happening. Mainstream TV is the same. I don't watch a lot of mainstream TV, but I do absolutely love The Block, which for people that are overseas and don't know what that is, I'm going to put this in air quotes, a reality TV show. I don't really think there's a lot of reality in it, but it's a home renovation show. And I love the show. It's all kind of mind-numbing silliness, but I enjoy to watch it. But there was an episode last week, and I realized how much it affected me. There was a situation where two of the contestants lost their builder. And this particular builder had been with them for 6 weeks full time. You know, these guys are working crazy hours. They're going through a lot of emotion. They're tired. They're under high pressure. So they get really close to the people that they're surrounding themselves with. Anyway, this builder had an awful situation. He said he was leaving. He couldn't stand it anymore. He didn't want to play the game anymore. And the couple were really upset. They were very upset. You could tell it on their faces. They had tears in their eyes. They gave him a big hug, said that they absolutely loved him. And I just thought that was really nice. You could really see the gratitude on their face as this builder had just felt, I can't do this anymore, and I'm going to leave. It cuts to another scene where another couple are laughing and saying how ridiculous, as if you don't love your builder, that's just so stupid. Oh my goodness, like it's ridiculous. And I actually ended up turning the TV off because it was so, just watching someone without understanding what love and gratitude were like were actually making me angry. And I realized that it was affecting my reality. It was affecting my feelings. So I switched the show off. So what is happening in your world that you're not switching off because it's not empowering you or helping you to be the best person that you can? All right. So that's, what are you surrounding yourself with? The next thing you need to think about is yourself. Are you doing things that are filling your cup? That means that you're showing up in the best possible way. Now, I've always said to myself, and I've always been a big believer that you can't give from an empty cup, meaning that you can't help other people if you don't help yourself first. But recently I heard another quote, which is, why don't you fill your cup so full that it's overflowing and you give the overflow to other people? And that to me felt so beautiful. It felt so, it took it to another level. So what are you doing so that you're giving from the overflow of your cup? If you're constantly in your business working hard, doing things you don't want to do, working long hours, you will start to resent your life. your business, your clients, your family, people that are closest to you. And that is not where any of us want to be. I'm 100% sure of that. You know, we're all searching for happiness, or we all want to be happy, even if we're not, you know, searching for it. Make sure that you're doing things that put you in a creative state. Self-care doesn't just include going and getting your hair done, going and getting a massage, you know, taking yourself out for lunch. It can be as simple as going and sitting on the balcony in the sun and having a coffee and taking no devices with you and just letting yourself sit there for 15 minutes. It could be going for a walk and listening to inspiring podcasts, which is what I do every day. If I don't do that, I know that I start my day off on the wrong foot, and I'm not fueling my need or my desire for growth, which means that then I am externally grumpy at other people because I haven't looked after myself. Dancing is really important to me. If I don't go and dance my little tush off for a couple of days a week, I'm not happy. It means that I can't serve others to the, you know, my highest potential. So make sure that you're doing things that fill your cup so that you can give to others with your overflow. Who are you being? Who are you turning up as in your life? Now, we all have down days. It's part of life. We can't be happy all the time. Our emotions are a whole spectrum of different emotions. I'm not even going to say good and bad, because they are, you know, they're not negative and positive. They're just different. We can be affected by outside sources, things that we can't control, like sick children. You know, if you've got a sick kid that's been up all night, it's not a nice feeling. You're tired. You feel bad for them. Any parent understands that, the feeling of having a sick child and wanting to take it, you know, to fix it. Maybe it's the weather. Maybe you're being affected by the energy. You know, I hear it all the time. Oh, it's Mercury retrograde, or it's a full moon. But you know what? We can't actually change these things. They are what they are, but we're in control of how we react. So I'm affected by the energy, as I know a lot of people are that are listening to this. There was a time last week where I was actually feeling particularly down on myself. And I was outside and I was walking and I had these little things going through my head, you know, just the stories that are going on, not fair, these things are happening, don't like this energy, having these thoughts, blah, blah, blah. And I just stopped. And, you know, where I was walking past a creek, you know, it was beautiful creek, beautiful trees. The sun was shining in my face. You know, it's spring here in Australia. The weather's been beautiful. And I just stopped and thought, hang on 2 seconds. I am walking outside in the most beautiful day. I'm living in a country that we've got endless opportunities. I'm surrounded by people that love me. I'm surrounded by amazing clients that I have gratitude that I get to work with them and help them every single day. Why am I focusing on myself? Sure, there was some energy that was making me feel this way, but I was in control of the way I reacted. So just stop and think, what do I have gratitude for? I want to go back to that, to the question, who are you being? I was asked on a podcast a few years back what my superpower was. Now, before I tell you what I believe my superpower is and what I answered, let me tell you about what I do and what I did on that particular day in the preparation for recording a podcast interview. Now, I used to get really nervous, really in my head. I used to shake. I used to get sweaty before I started. You know, I had all the thoughts, am I good enough? What if people judge me? What if they don't think that I know enough? What if they think that what I'm talking about is not the right thing? You know, I had to let that go. So before interviews, I always step away from all my devices. I don't want to be on phone calls with people. I don't want to be looking at social media. I don't want to be looking at emails. I just want to step away from all devices. I sit in the sun, or I sit outside. If it's raining, I'll even sit outside, you know, in a shelter. I love the fresh air, and I switch off my mind. I sit in trust and I believe 100%. I have so much certainty that I'm coming from a place of adding value. I come from a place that I know my stuff. So instead of planning for an interview where I don't even know the questions that I'm going to get, I trust that whatever comes out is exactly what is meant to come out. just like what I'm doing now. I'm just trusting that I'm just giving you the thoughts that are coming into my head, and it's meant to be coming out in the way it is. And I trust in the direction and not in the answer. So anyway, I was on this podcast and the topic was marketing, online marketing, which I really enjoy. I love marketing. It's one of my favorite things to do. And I was asked what my superpower was. And because I was in this place of having absolute certainty, I was coming in a place from adding value, I knew 100% what it was. My superpower is love. And I said that. It felt so right as I said it. But then we had this really weird moment. It kind of went silent. And the person that was interviewing me sort of tripped over their words a bit, like, oh, I wasn't expecting that. Like, this is a podcast about marketing. How can your superpower be love? That's kind of not what I was looking for. Now, I could have got caught up in the story of that. And I did for just a moment. I actually, when that interview came out, I didn't even listen to it. I didn't share it for probably about 6 months. What I now believe is that that is exactly the right thing that was meant to happen. And I hope that there were some people that were listening that, you know, thought, you know what, if I just came from a place of love and giving value and creating a bigger impact in my world by sharing that love and being open to helping as many people as possible, maybe when we're coming from that place, everything will flow. But I did get caught up in that story for a while. And I'm sure that you've had times of your life where you've said things and you wish you hadn't. But, you know, when you're in that place of just trusting and having absolute certainty, you'll know that whatever happens, happens for the right reason. So I want you to stop with the stories of why you can't. Stop with the stories of why you're not good enough. Stop with the stories about why you shouldn't be doing this and open up to the possibilities of what can I do? What am I here for? Because I know this for a fact. When I leave this body, I want to know that I've impacted millions of people. It's a certainty, right? We're all going to die. We're all going to leave this bag of bones on this earth when we leave. And are you going to be impacting a few people? Or will you have impacted millions? Because I believe with 100% certainty that we've been chosen to be on earth at this time with smartphones in our hand. They're mini computers that allow us to connect with people all over the world, across the globe, not just in our area. We can reach out and connect and change someone's life for the better. I know in the last few years, twice, I've had conversations late at night with people on my smartphone. People that were going to commit suicide, they told me straight out I was going to kill myself. And because I took the time and had conversations with them to ask them about themselves, to ask them what mattered, to ask them what they're here for, I hadn't even met these people. That there is two people that I know of that I've saved their life, or I've helped them to decide to save their life. That's what we're here for, guys. I hope something's resonated with you today and that something that I've said has been beneficial to you, and that that little seed has been planted to help you shine your light brighter, to help you give yourself permission, because you need to give yourself permission. If you need permission from someone else, I'll give it to you right now. I give you permission right now to go and make a bigger impact. So now I'm going to hand it over to you. It's your turn to do that. I hope that you've enjoyed this and that it has opened up your mind to the possibilities of what you're capable of. Because I believe that none of us even have any idea of what we're capable of. If you've enjoyed this episode and it's helped you, please share this so we can spread the message and more people will give themselves permission to create a business and a life that they love, a life that jazzes them, that makes them excited, so that we can change this world and bring more love. Thanks for listening. Do you want to grow and scale your business so you can make an even bigger impact? One of the reasons I've been able to achieve the success I have over the years can be attributed to one simple factor: surrounding myself with like-minded people. People who think big like me, who have a desire for growth, and who understand the challenges we face when growing and scaling a business. That's why I've created a free community especially for thought leaders and experts just like you, and I'd love you to join us. Just request access to my free Facebook group at Thought Leaders Inner Circle. If you enjoyed today's episode, I would love you to share this on your favorite social account. Just head to SamanthaRiley.global/podcast, click on your favorite episode, and you'll see the buttons right there to share the love. And as this show is new, I would love, love, love you to leave a 5-star rating and a review on iTunes. See you next time in the Thought Leaders Business Lab.